Live. Back to the Competition Commission's report yesterday, which we hadn't really had much time to absorb by the time we went on air. The Competition Commission saying that Vodacom and MTN have 2 months to lower data prices, and if they don't lower data prices, they will be prosecuted. And the Competition Commission believes that the biggest problem is in prepaid monthly bundles and says there is scope for price reductions between 30 and 50%. Dominic Cull is an expert in this arena, founder of Ellipsis. Dominic, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Seem to be some gale force winds blowing through the boardrooms at MTN and Vodacom today as well.
Yeah. I don't think they've said so directly. They've sort of hinted with, we are reserving our options. But are you somebody who believes that they are going to challenge this?
I think they'll see how it plays out over the next 2 to 3 months, what the content of those conversations are. They'll probably try and stall to align this process with the assignment of high-demand spectrum. And I think there was a statement from Vodacom earlier which indicates that they will probably try and play off the Competition Commission against ICASA with two competing processes. So I think there is a high likelihood of some kind of delay strategic conduct. Whether that will end up in the courts or not is hard to say.
One of the defences has been that they've had to spend an enormous amount of money rolling out infrastructure because the government has been so slow in releasing this high-demand spectrum. How much of a defence is that, in your view?
Look, there's no doubt that the spectrum needs to be put out there and be put to use, and there's no doubt that it has had some kind of impact on their bottom line in terms of the way they roll out their networks and expand their coverage, but it's most certainly not the whole story. That may have been holding them back. There are many things which have been been to their advantage at exactly the same time. So I think, like I said, we need to get that spectrum out to ASAP. It's for the benefit of the country, and it'll certainly help them. But that shouldn't disguise the fact that what the Competition Commission is actually doing here, if you read through the full document, is calling their nonsense and their obfuscation, which has been operating for the last 5 to 10 years. And there's plenty of evidence of these companies having nothing but pure contempt for their customers. And the Competition Commission is the first regulatory body to actually stand up and say, we see what you're doing, and we're proposing some fairly radical interventions to sort out your conduct.
One of the points that the Competition Commission makes is that in other African countries in which the two of you operate, you don't seem to have this huge price discrepancy between your 30-day bundles and people who buy quite a lot of data at one time. And if you can do it in Nigeria or somewhere else, then why can't you do it in South Africa?
And the mobiles came to the commission with a bunch of arguments and different measures which they wanted to be taken into account. And if you read through the commission's document, they've said, look, we hear those arguments, but they haven't been presented in a way which actually makes any compelling logical argument. Therefore, we are rejecting them. We're rejecting the fact that South Africa is somehow special and that there are factors at play here which justify the kind of discrepancy what the commission is terming anti-poor pricing. So the arguments are there, but they've been pretty comprehensively rebutted and rejected in the report.
I sound a bit like I'm a shill for the big companies here, trying to find some justification for them. Because again, an argument of theirs is that they have universal service obligations in South Africa that no other mobile operator anywhere in the world has, that they have a responsibility in terms of their licensing to take their networks into areas where very few people use them, and it costs an enormous amount to do so, that in India and other places which are lauded as having low data prices, they don't have those obligations.
Again, I'm not sure that that's even a true argument to say that they have the heaviest load in terms of being a sort of universal service obligations around the world. I think that's definitely not true. And to a large extent, that's historical. They were required to do that from 1993 when they were initially given their licenses, and it was part of the conditions that they attain universal coverage. And with 2G and 3G and almost to 100% of population of coverage of 4G, they've absolutely done that. So, I'm not sure I'm buying this argument that says that we need to somehow subsidize these universal services and access obligations to higher pricing, and what is more, to higher pricing to poor people. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, there must be sort of very detailed discussions going on in the boardrooms, as you say, between the executive and the boards. And one wonders if it wouldn't be in their best interest long term, Dominic, to just accept this. Not to, because if they do take it to the tribunal and drag it out for 2-3 years, the level of resentment that is going to build up against them surely can't be in their best long-term interest. Maybe take a short-term hit on profit and get yourself, or start to get yourself back into the good books of most of the data buyers in South Africa.
I think that's a possibility. I think that there are a couple of things we should also brace ourselves for. If they're going to redress the current pricing structure, which is quote-unquote anti-poor, it probably means that people like you and I who are higher LSM can expect our data prices to go up. So we need to accept that this is going to be good news, not for all consumers, but good news for those consumers who need it most. Secondly, I think it's a bit of a perfect storm for the mobile networks at the moment. And like I say, they're really reaping what they've sowed over the last 10, 15 years. But ICASA is obviously also engaging in an inquiry into an investigation into mobile broadband services and prices. They've made some fairly clear findings around dominance, around access to high sites and failure to lease facilities to challengers, to competitors. And there's the issue of spectrum, which is coming up. So the next 6 to 12 months, I think, are going to be fairly definitive for how our telecoms landscape looks for the next 10 to 20 years. So, yeah, those conversations in the boardroom will be pretty intense, and they're going to be, I think, a lot of lawyers very much employed over the December-January period, much to their disgust.
Given the hourly rates they're going to be charging, I'm not sure they can afford to be too disgusted. And it also speaks to the competitive landscape that MTN and Vodacom, between them, what is the figure, sell roughly 70% of the data that is bought in South Africa?
70% of data, closer to 80% of subscriber revenue. And it's been like that for a long time. So that's turned out to be a very sticky position. Cell C have tried, Telkom Mobile have tried to the extent that they can, but they don't seem to be able to change the pricing behavior of MTN and Vodacom.
Thank you very much to tech expert Dominic Cull, founder of Ellipsis.